Baby, this is what you came for. Lightning strikes every time she moves.
Hey Royals, a few months back we hosted our very first live stream event featuring Emmy Award winning makeup artist Julie Jules. We are so honored to present the audio version of this amazing live stream. If you'd like to watch the original show, go to the description box of this episode for a link to the direct video. In the meantime, pour up a glass of wine and enjoy the show.
We're live today with the beautiful Emmy Award-winning Julie Jules. You've seen her work on the Real Daytime Television with the beautiful, stunning Garcelle Bouvet. She is an award-winning makeup artist, but most of all, she is a beautiful, talented soul, okay? So we're going to get into it today. Julie Jules, I want you to introduce yourself and tell them a little bit more about you. And we're going to get into some girl talk, okay?
Okay. So a little bit about me. I'm from New Jersey originally. I moved to California when I was 17, kind of like on a whim. I didn't come here to like pursue makeup or be a big star, win awards or anything like that. I just came, you know, in hopes of, you know, like a better opportunity for myself. And I went to college, graduated, was working in my field, and was just like, I don't like working here. And then it was like, I really don't like working in general, but not in like a lazy way, more in like a, you know, like I want to be more creative. I want to do more. I want to be more impactful. So when I realized that I could be a makeup artist, I was like, I've always loved makeup. You know, my love of makeup came from my mother, always telling me stories about her growing up in Haiti and using whatever she had around her to like do her makeup. So she would use like coal and like rose petals and whatever she could to make makeup. So when she finally got like a job and everything, makeup was her thing. Like every day before work, she beat her face. So I've always loved makeup. And when I realized I could do that as a career, I was like, that's something that I could feel powerful doing, empowering other women and men, and, you know, leave at the end of the day feeling really great about myself. So I set forth on that path, and, you know, here we are 6 years later.
Yes. Emmy Award winning six years later. Let me ask you something, Julie Jules. Did you ever think that you would win an Emmy?
No. I don't even want to, I don't, like, I'm a cocky person. Like, I like to, like, talk my stuff, right? Yeah. I want to say, like, oh, yeah, I always knew. Oh, in the bag. But, like, I can't really say that. Like, some things, like, they just come to you because I believe you're a good person and you work hard. And sometimes the universe is like, hey, even though you weren't seeking this, I want to give it to you. And I feel like that's what the Emmy was. It was, like, my hard work and determination and, you know, there's a little story behind the Emmy itself because, you know, when I was here in LA, I was kind of in between jobs at a certain point and I was like, could not find a job anywhere. So I was doing Postmates and DoorDash and Instacart. And there was also like, you could do audience work here in LA because they have so many TV shows. And one of the shows I used to sit in the audience for was The Real. So like, and I used to sit there and be like, oh my God, look at the makeup artists. They're just like running back and forth, touching them up. Like, I would love to do this one day. So like, 2 years later to win an Emmy for that exact show is like, wow. Yeah,
that's full circle.
That you can't make up.
Clap it up. Let's clap it up. that just shows your determination. It also just shows like the rewards we get for being good people, right?
Definitely.
Because you were humble enough to say, hey, I'm going to do Postmates. I'm going to do whatever I got to do. I'm going to get to this bag however I need to get to this bag. And through that, your blessings came, you know what I mean? And you started out sitting in the audience, sitting on that show. Man. Now you're an Emmy women winning makeup artist for that show. Really good, girl. Yes.
Like, you know, it's so much sweeter because I had those moments, right? Like, had I not sat in the audience and, you know, those were the days where I was, you know, really slightly depressed, you know what I mean? Not being able to find work and just kind of being in between and the unknown, right? So to now come full circle, it makes it that much sweeter because it's like, I know that I gave it everything that I had when there wasn't even a job for me there. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So it's just, if you have a dream, go after it because dreams definitely still do come true.
Absolutely. Now you unboxed your Emmy recently
I
on
did.
Your live. So I know how humble you are. We know you. You are like, you're a friend to me. You are family at Indigo Blue Style. We've had you on the Indigo Blue Empowerment Conversation. So we know how humble you are. Yeah. However, when you got that Emmy in your hands, weren't you like, how were you really? Like,
I mean, it was like, it's gonna be a lot harder to get up in here.
Yes.
Yeah, she's right here behind me, you know. So she's doing her thing, shining in the sun.
Yes, can we see her? Bring her out.
Oh yeah, she's kind of heavy. So yeah.
You know what? Black girl magic and Jules. I am so absolutely happy for you and congratulations. So very well deserved, sis. You work hard and most importantly, your soul is so beautiful. And I really do believe that, you know, God, the universe rewards us for the energy that we put out. And with that being said, Julie Jules, because we have a lot of people who are on right now, shout out to everybody who's in Metro, QB underscore Lens, Robbie Clay 7, shout out to everybody who's in with us. With that being said, how important is it to build relationships?
It's so important. I'm a little speechless. Like building relationships, especially in the creative space and in the entertainment space, is really what it's all about. Like, you can be as talented as you want to be, but if people don't like to be around you, like your presence, you don't smell good, like, you know, all those things, you're just not going to get the job. It's just not going to happen. So, and as far as keeping relationships, that's another huge part that I learned kind of later on in my career. Like, it's one thing to like meet somebody and see them out every now and then, but it's another to like hit them up on Instagram, like, hey, you look so great. I hope all is well with you, or send them an email or send them a text. You know, those kinds of things with people, you know, they resonate more and they're like, wow, you know, she's checking on me, looking out for me. I don't know if this sounds, you know, bad or not, but the next time they think of somebody that they need the job for, you'll probably be the first person they think about because they're like, man, she's such a nice person, him or her, you know, and I like the work that they do. I like to be around. Let's book them for the job. So relationships and keeping relationships and maintaining relationships is the most important thing when, you know, you're an artist or creative or, you know, anyone in that kind of field. Super, super important.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Especially, I was speaking with someone earlier, and I concur with you about it doesn't matter how talented you are. If you aren't, you know, present for people and you don't show respect, you know what I mean? We have to be respectful of, you know, our peers and people who may be able to get our foot in the door in places that we can't get ourselves in the door. That is very, very important. And a lot of times we don't talk about that enough. But just being humble, like you said, just say, hey girl, I love your shoes. Hey girl, how you doing today?
And those little things go a long way. Instagram, I know, as much as people want to be like, it's a love hate relationship with Instagram, it's a really good tool, like, for keeping up with people. And even a small comment or just a little reaction in the DM box, like, those things go a long way. And people just want to get love and feel seen. And I mean, we all do. So why not just give that energy back around, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm so glad you touched on that point.
And oh my God, we're like matching today. Do you see us?
We are. Like, you know what?
I'm like a puff sleeve.
Yes. Yes.
And this I have just one name. You look. I was like, it doesn't go.
Thank you. Listen, sis. I said, listen, I'm going to be on with Julie Jules today. I got to come correct. And I said, we've had this conversation that I'm not good with makeup. I go to the experts, I go to the professionals because makeup is not my thing. I do clothes, I do fashion, I do style, but the makeup thing, girl, people like you. Remember, I just called Julie Jules. I hit Julie Jules up. I said, listen, sis, it's my birthday. I need you out in Miami, but you ended up having to go on set at the Housewives. Yeah. So, yes, me and Julie Jules have a really great relationship. She is definitely a friend of mine, someone who I definitely appreciate and respect very much. But that being said, on The Housewives, because you do makeup on the set of The Housewives, is there ever times where you're like, whoa, this thing is getting crazy? You know what I mean?
Definitely. Definitely. You know, and you know, just keeping that client confidence, you know, where I don't speak about things, but definitely when the episodes come out, I'll be like, oh yes, I saw that coming. Like,
yeah. So do you go back and watch? Because you're there on set in person. Yeah. So do you then go back and watch the show also?
Oh, definitely. Because, I mean, when you're there and they're filming it, it's one thing. When they edit and put everything together, that's where the magic lies. Like,
yeah.
The editing, the little looks and the little oop and the little, like, those, that is what makes the show. So it's definitely, even if you're on set and you see everything happen, it's way more fun to watch the show when it finally comes out because it's like, it's so much better.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I know we talked before about when you came on the Indigo Blue Empowerment Conversations, we spoke about Garcelle Bouvé, the beautiful, talented, yes, iconic Garcelle Bouvé, whom we all love. I grew up watching her on a Jamie Foxx show when she was Fancy. I wanted to be just like Fancy. I thought Fancy was everything. And she's still doing her thing now, killing the game on The Real Daytime as a co-host and on The Housewives and so forth and so on. She's a philanthropist. What doesn't she do?
What doesn't she do? Exactly.
Yeah. How's it been working with her?
Man, you know, it's been such a huge blessing. You know, Garcelle came, I came into her life, she came into my life at a time where, you know, I was just kind of getting my feet wet and just really like cracking into the industry. And, you know, she really just took me under her wing. You know, there's a lot of amazingly talented makeup artists here in LA. And Garcelle is somebody who's been, you know, working with such a great reputation for years. So, you know, there's nobody who doesn't want to do her makeup, you know? So she really had that option to, you know, bring me on to a lot of projects. We've done the cover of Harper's Bazaar, we've done Impact Magazine, we've done Housewives, we've done The Real, we've done, you know, multiple other shows and hostings, and, you know, it's really just put me in a position where I can really be a real professional makeup artist, and she's really taught me how to show up as a person, you know, not just as Julie, but as Julie, the Emmy award-winning makeup artist, you know, because, yeah, right, like, there's different levels to that, so she's really just taken me under her wing as much as she could. And, you know, I'm forever grateful for that because those opportunities don't come, they're very far and few in between.
Yeah.
It's not every day that you get to change somebody's life. And, you know, she did. And, you know, for that, I'm forever grateful. So she's amazing.
Absolutely. Jules, we see you killing a game, man. I feel like in just a year, like, your career has definitely gone to a whole different height because we spoke last year on the podcast.
Yeah.
And coming back to be with you face to face is like we're both two different, entirely different people. You know, so many things have happened since we last spoke. So it is such a pleasure to, you know, be with you face to face.
Yes.
And I will second that I know some of us have a love, I'm included, I have a love-hate relationship with Instagram. However, the relationships that I have built through Instagram and meeting people. Actually, I met Julie Jules through Nicole Shante, who's an LA-based designer. Mm-hmm. And she's amazing. Love her. And that's how I got connected with Julie Jules. And these things happen all on Instagram. So though it can get a little noisy sometimes, and sometimes we have to step away and just take a little break. Yeah. So many valuable relationships come in. I have been knowing Nicole Shante for years. We have been following each other for years.
Yeah.
So it just shows the power of connection and just, you know, showing love to people and being present. What else can you share with the people about relationships and success and just being a part of the industry?
Yeah. You know, if I could say anything, it would definitely be, you know, always remember why you started. Right? So even when you get to that level where you're like, man, I've made it, and this is not, that's not the time to change, you know?
Yeah.
I'm a new person. That's the time to actually, like, ground yourself more and, like, bury your head down and remember why you started this whole journey, right?
Yeah.
I told you, I didn't start it to win awards, or I just wanted to not have to go to work and, like, have fun with makeup and be around people and have a good time. You know, and in the process of that, I've become very successful. So, you know, I did that by remembering why I started. Every time I go to a client, no matter who it is, I'm coming with my energy, I'm coming with a clean kit, I'm coming to give amazing service, you know, and when I leave, we'll probably have a few laughs before the time I go, and that's what I do it for, you know, and, you know, we all gotta pay bills, so
yeah,
find you a job that you can tolerate and you have fun with. So that would be one. And, you know, two would just be like discipline and staying the course, kind of a combo. Like,
yeah,
you know, there's going to, different levels of your career are going to require different levels of discipline. And, you know, don't be afraid when they come. Just if you need to buckle down more, you know, like just recently I got an assistant because I'm like, you know, there's more that I want to do and I'm at a level where I'm being asked of a lot. So let me, instead of trying to like overburden myself and do too much, let me get somebody who can help me do all the small stuff so I can worry about more of the big stuff and, you know, build a career instead of like, what am I going to get groceries in? I got to go do this. Yeah. So, you know, discipline and staying the course and knowing when you need help. You know, I would say those are really big qualities that you got to come to terms with when you want to be successful in this industry.
Absolutely. I agree. I definitely agree with the part, especially about delegation. Delegation is so important when you're building something, whether it be, you know, whatever you're building or you're working on, you definitely have to learn to delegate. And as we grow and as we advance, we need people. We need people. You know, nobody can do it all by themselves. We need a team. We need good friends who cheer us on and that celebrate us. We need a good network system. We need good friends and family, again, who support us, love us, that'll show up for us, you know. And that makes the journey so much easier for those who are watching that are aspiring to be a makeup artist or just a person, a businesswoman or a, you know, businessman.
I mean, I agree with your journey, you know, being a creative director, being a stylist, personal trainer, and what don't you do? You know, so
I don't do makeup. That's what I don't do.
Okay, but you do almost everything else. So, I mean, I'm sure that you can agree, you know, with all of my statements. Like, it doesn't come overnight. It's going to take discipline. Yeah. I remember why you started.
The why is very important. I was talking to someone recently and I said, you know, your why is going to keep you going. Your why is going to keep you sane. Mm-hmm. It's going to help you have a clear vision. The power of vision is amazing. Having a vision, knowing what you want to do. And it, you know, as you grow and advancing your career, you tweak some things. But overall, I feel like having a vision and knowing what's in your heart.
Yeah.
Because I think sometimes, you know, with social media, the noise can get loud and it can pull you in a direction that's not necessarily meant for you.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that, you know, like Juju said, I am a, you know, awarded creative director, featured on Yahoo Finance, all of these different places. But at the end of the day, my core and my grounding stays really strong because of my why. You know, I'm a big sister, cousin, aunt, uncle. I mean, you know, not uncle, but aunt, you know, nieces. You know, and all of those things. My family, you know, my son is like, oh, he's such a driving force. And again, my family. So those things are my why and they keep me going. So it's not about like you said, like not setting out to be something. Like I never set out to be featured on any of these platforms, Essence. That was never a part of the plan. At the time, I just hated my job. I was just
looking
for outlet. You know what I mean? And I, you know, I think it just came up to me just truly embracing that inner empress that I always tell people about. And then it was like, okay, well, let's do this. You know, let's show up and let's start to work towards becoming. The one piece of advice I would give people is definitely like work towards becoming. Because when you first start something, you're not the greatest. You don't know it all. You need a support system. You need a mentor. You need your go-to people who you can talk to and get tips and pointers about. I know I'll call Julie Jules and text her and say, hey, girl, what do you think about such and such?
Yeah.
You know, we have to have those moments because other people can see things that you might not necessarily be able to see. And they can point you in the right direction and value your relationships.
Yeah.
Value your relationships, big up your people, cheer for them. And I know you know, Julie Jules, value those relationships, seriously. Yeah,
definitely, you have
to. So, it's a lot of things going on right now about love. Love is in the air, right? So, I know you saw the Kanye West and Kim Kardashian Balenciaga. Yeah, and they did reenacted their wedding vows. And then we have Jay-Z and Beyonce, who just did the Tiffany campaign with the Basquiat in the background. And it's a lot of love in the air.
A lot of black love.
So let's get into it.
Yes.
Is Julie Jules in love?
No, not right at this moment, you know, but, you know, anything can happen at any moment. And yeah.
So you're open to it?
Definitely open to it. Definitely.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So love is one of those things that I don't normally talk about. Like, if anybody knows me, I stick to the script. I talk about what I know.
Fashion, styling, accessories, that's you.
That's about it. But I say, you know, since this is the climate right now, you know, and we have so many power couples that are doing so many amazing things, and I feel like love has so many different layers, right? It's the love of self, you know, the relationship that you have with yourself, and then, you know, your family and friends, and then your significant other. Someone asked me recently the question that I just asked you, so I thought it would be a really cute topic for us to talk about tonight with the audience. Yes. And find out what the ladies think about love. So,
wait, in relationship. So, but are you in love?
Oh, you put me on the spot. So, yes, I am in love.
Yes.
I do think I'm one of those people that think that we can have it all. I think that we can have it all in this season, in this time, you know.
Yes.
That wasn't always the case. I wasn't always in love, you know. In this season, in this time, and when it's right, and when we're ready, you know, I had to go through therapy. I had to, you know, just level up and just get myself in love with me and just start glowing from the inside out. And I felt like that actually really helped me to have a better relationship, not only with in a relationship, but with my friends as well. You know, I feel like the more and more I loved on myself, the better I became. The more I just allowed myself the space to be Kiana, it just was like, it was aligned. You know what I mean?
So, I can totally agree with that. Like, going to therapy, self-love, because in a relationship, I think the way to be most successful in a relationship is to maintain who you are, right?
Yeah.
So you guys can love each other and love being around each other, but if you can't maintain your own kind of happiness and drive, then, and you're always depending on that person for happiness and joy and all that, that's when things tend to get a little crazy.
Yeah, agreed. So
definitely
agreed.
Think, you know, you talk about that all the time on your blog, you know, about self-empowering women and loving on yourself and being an empress. So I always appreciate that. And I think you always need reaffirmation. Like, it's not something that you just say to yourself once and it's like, I'm an empress and that's it. Like, I think it's like a constant, you need to keep loving on yourself in those moments where you feel weak and you feel like I'm alone. You need to remind yourself, like, I'm an empress. I'm everything, and everything I need is already within me. And, you know, because nobody's.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that's such a great point, Julie Jules. Like, the empress, and I feel like me and you, both of us, like, this journey, and so many women who we know that's in our, you know, we have, like, this sister circle. So I feel like all the women who are, like, a part of our circle, shout out to Tony John Bellis, Tony Style, my girl.
Yeah, I'm so excited to meet Tony next time. Actually, I may be coming to Miami this weekend, so I may link up with Tony, maybe, hopefully.
She is amazing. We have such a great sister circle amongst us all, and I love the sisterhood and the empresses that we all are in our own right. And I feel like we've all been on this journey, like you said, of just, like, continuing to grow and strengthen the inner empress. Because, like you said, it's not something you just say once.
Yeah.
To me, you know, I concur with you. Like, it's a lifelong journey of, you know, truly owning the inner empress and just knowing that we're worthy. You know? Like, we are worthy.
Super worthy.
And I think, you know, that comes with time, too. Just knowing that, you know, hey, I'm worthy. I work hard, I show up, I'm good to people, I deserve to be respected and loved by the people
even us doing this, like me coming on your live, you know, you reached out and you're like, hey, can you do this on Sunday? And I'm like, yeah, I can. I'm like, what time, you know?
Yeah.
Being there for your friends and showing up on time, being present, you know what I mean? Like, if I came on here and, like, I didn't have lighting and I was chilling and in my sweatpants, you know what I mean? Like, so now our relationship at the same time has grown stronger because of this, right? Because we know that, you know, that you can count on me and I know I can count on you.
Absolutely.
So I think that's
absolutely, sis. And I'm big Leo energy, and one of our traits is loyalty.
No, something really positive.
Absolutely. So what are you looking for? I know you're not in a relationship right now, but we do have some guys that's on. So, what is it that Julie Jules is looking for in a relationship, a healthy relationship?
A healthy one, right? Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, like, definitely, like, I've grown so much, like, even, like you said, just in the last year. So at this time in my life, I really just want somebody who I can have fun with, we can grow together and separately at the same time. You know, and just have a good time with. I'm not, like, super, super picky like that. Like, as long as we can enjoy each other and you understand what I'm doing and I can understand what you're doing and we can give each other space at certain times, I think that's, you know, really all I require. I'm not, like, super complicated.
Yeah. That's awesome. I think, you know, I feel like in this new, because you have definitely gone to a new dimension. And yeah. I feel like in this new dimension that is coming for you, because you are so deserving of it, and I feel like he's going to be absolutely amazing. So we're just going to put that out in the universe, because I'm big on, like, speaking it. We're just going to throw that right out there, and he's going to be amazing, and then we can come to LA and we can double date.
Yes! Oh my God, that'd be so fun.
So, Julie Jules, what is coming up? What do you have coming up next? Let us know.
Yeah, so I have my series on my Instagram, my IGTV, Jules Dropping Gems, and that's where I kind of talk about everything, makeup, love, career, moving, starting a new career. Like, I'm just dropping gems that I found in my life, like, that I wish I would have known when I was younger. Like, so I want to drop those gems for people so that they can, you know, you don't always have to, like, fall on your face. Sometimes you can hear something from somebody and you learn how to do it differently.
Yeah.
So that is on my page, and I'm hoping to do a lot more content in the year, like, finishing up this year. I want to produce a lot more content and just be, you know, more interactive with my followers. And I'm also in the works of, you know, creating my first product for my cosmetic line, which I'm really excited about.
Yay! Yeah,
it's really exciting because, like, I didn't start like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't come from a family of entrepreneurs, or, I mean, you know, we've all developed into entrepreneurs, but we didn't start like that. So I'm doing a lot of things as a first, and, you know, it makes it a little bit harder, but I think it's going to really be worth it. And I'm hoping that by the end of the year, I can have that out and for people to be able to purchase. And I'm also going to be doing an in-person masterclass before the end of the year in Los Angeles as well. So I have a few things that I'm working on and trying to do, and I can't wait to share them with everybody because, you know, my followers and friends have been so supportive throughout the whole journey. And,
we can't wait to see. That sounds so amazing, Julie Jules, and we will be tuned in to watch everything that you have going on. I'm really glad you talked about the masterclass because I want people to know that Julie Jules actually helps other people who are aspiring makeup artists to learn more. You study under, tell people a little bit about who you study under before we wrap up.
Oh yeah, so I've studied under Rihanna's makeup artist, Priscilla Ono, and also, I'm a blank right now.
And now you're paying it forward, right? So now you actually are. Yeah, I love
it. And it's really amazing. I've had a couple of students, you know, and one of them in particular, her name is Jasmine. She's really amazing. You know, she reminded me a lot of myself when I first started doing makeup. And, you know, I saw what she really wanted to do. And she took a few of my classes. And I was like, look, you know, I'm always going to look out for you. Like, if I have an opportunity, I'm going to bring you on. And, you know, so I was, like, lobbying her a few jobs here and there. And I'm giving her gems. Like, hey, this is how you do it. If you want to work with people, like, you need to reach out to them. Tell them, hey, for the first time, I'll do your makeup for free just so you can see my style. And, you know, all those kind of things. And now she's doing so amazing and booking her own clients and booking with people that I'm like, okay.
Yes.
Okay. So awesome. It's like, you know, I really have harnessed a certain energy and a certain set of skills that made me successful. And I don't mind sharing that with people and letting them be successful too, because, you know, we all deserve that in life. We all deserve to touch our dreams and be successful and have a good life. You know?
Awesome. Awesome. So, with that being said, Julie Jules, how can people sign up for your courses? Let them know.
Yeah, so pretty soon we're changing my whole Instagram, so I'll have like a link tree, which will have all the links for everything that they need to do, whether they want to book me to do their makeup or one-on-one or buy products. That'll all be coming within the next few months. But for now, you can follow me on Jade Jules Beauty, which is my Instagram page, and that's where all information will be before anywhere else.
Awesome, awesome. Now, Julie Jewel, what we did was to make it interactive with the people, I know so many people had questions for you.
Yeah.
And so the question I got from Skin by Shauna, and I'm hoping I'm saying her name right, is she wanted some networking tips.
Mm.
So if you could, before we wrap up, could you give Shauna, and shout out to Skin by Shauna, shout out to her. Definitely want to get her questions answered. She wants to know networking tips. So let's give her some.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, you know, today is a different world, right? Where maybe like 20 years ago, networking meant you had to go outside and go to a party or go somewhere and drop your cards off. So, you know, there's the old school way of networking where you can go to events and things like that. But especially with COVID and the pandemic, that's made it a little bit harder to network. So I think I mentioned it earlier, but Instagram and Facebook and Snapchat are all great ways to stay in touch with people and to connect. Like you said earlier, me and you met on Instagram, like before we even met in person, you know what I mean? So it's like, and we built this really great relationship. So sometimes, you know, don't think too hard about it. Sometimes just following somebody and commenting on their page, and then whatever kind of work that it is you want to do with them, make sure at the same time that your work is up to par. Right? So like, don't just be reaching out to people. Don't be reaching out to Naomi Campbell and you don't really know how to put on a lash. You know what I mean? Like, you know,
so really, I'm so glad you said that. I'm so glad that you said that.
Yeah, because I mean, there were people that I reached out to years ago that then years later reached out to me, you know, so it wasn't that they didn't like me or they didn't think I was cool. It was because, to be honest with you, my level of work wasn't there. So when it was, now they felt like, hey, this is somebody I want to work with. So at the same time that you're wanting to work with somebody, make sure that you have the skill set that is required for whatever it is you're trying to do with the person. But yeah, Instagram can be a great way to connect with people and meet new people. Don't be shy to be like, hey girl, I really love your page. I've been stalking you. Maybe don't say that. Maybe be like, I really love your page and I love your look. You know, I'd love to keep in touch with you if you're ever in my city. I've done that before to girls. Like, I just love your style and we should hang out one day. And we did. So yeah, don't be too scared to reach out to people online either.
Awesome, awesome. I agree with everything Julie Jules just said. Of course, you just heard it from her, the Emmy Award winner. Do not be afraid to reach out to people. Do not be afraid to just connect.
Yeah.
Definitely make sure that you work on your craft.
Definitely.
That's so important. Work on your craft. Pay your dues. We all got to pay our dues.
It's not that
you're not good enough. It's just that we all have to pay our dues. I'm going to tell you guys a story before we wrap up. One of my, I will call him a mentor. I will call him a friend. He's a very legendary photographer. He gave me my first shot, my first 7-page spread in a magazine as a fashion stylist. Ezekiel De La Rosa, I think he might be on here tonight. He's someone who I will always respect. Respect is big also when you want to work with people. Show your respect, show your appreciation, show your gratitude. I remember having to walk through New York with bags of clothes, literally, on my back.
Wow.
It was me. I had one assistant who was just eager to help. Her name was Kiana also, and we just connected.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's a beautiful soul. She reached out to me. She saw what I was doing. And she said, hey, you know, I just want to be a part of it. And her and I, we walked through the streets of New York City with bags of clothes on our backs. We went to several different showrooms and we lugged around all of these clothing from the Upper East Side to low. We were all over New York.
And New York ain't no joke.
No joke.
If anybody hasn't been to New York, like, it's not a game.
It's no joke. But, you know, at the time, you know, as a new stylist, I was willing to do anything.
Yeah.
I was, you know what I mean? I was like, you name it, I'll be there. And, you know, I'm always so grateful to him for giving me the opportunity. But the point that I want to make is be willing to pay your dues. Be willing to, if someone calls you, be willing to go. Don't always be in search of monetary compensation when you're first starting out. That will come as your relationships grow when you build them. Get yourself in a room. Get yourself in a room with these amazing, amazing people. And you'll meet people like Julie Jules. You'll meet people like me in these amazing rooms. And we're so willing to help. But
willing and ready and able.
Yes. Yes. Julie Jules, what's something that you want people to know about you that they don't know?
You know, I'm really, I mean, I guess on my page, there's not a lot of showcasing of it, but I'm really like a funny and outgoing person, and I'd love to have a good time. And I'm hoping that with developing more of my little mini series, Jules Dropping Gems, that I can show a little bit more of my personality and who I really am, like behind the scenes. So I'm really hoping just to showcase more of my personality and let people get to know me a little bit more.
Absolutely. I love that. Julie Jules is the most, she is so sweet, so talented, and yes, she is hilarious behind the scenes. I would say that I posted a picture recently of me smiling because the question I get is, how come you never smile? So that's something that I want people to know about me. I'm not mean. I'm very, very approachable. Very approachable. I love to laugh. I'm like Julie Jules. We love to joke and have a good time. We love to go wild. We are like the most down-to-earth people, and sometimes I think people are taken aback a little bit by the Instagram. So I say, you know what? I'm gonna post a picture of me smiling so people know I'm actually really approachable.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so that would be something that I think people don't know about me is that I love to laugh. I love to laugh. I love to have a good time. I love doing things that we're doing right now. This is me at my core and my essence. I'm not good at a lot of things. I'm good at fashion. I'm good at style. I'm good at working out. And I'm good with people. And that's all I got. You know?
That's a big one, though. Being good with people is, like, really huge.
Yeah, yeah. Julie Jules, this has been so amazing. I don't want to take up too much of your time because I know you have to go. Guys, if you have any questions that you want to ask Julie Jules really quickly before we wrap up, feel free to drop a comment. If not, we're going to let you guys go. I know there's a couple other people who had questions.
We can do like one or two more.
You want to stay on?
Yeah, we can do like one or two more. I think we have like an hour on here. So.
Okay, cool. All right. I didn't know if you had to rush off, but yeah, let's keep going.
Yeah.
Julie Jules, what would you say has been the biggest lesson moving out from Jersey to LA?
There's so many. I definitely think the biggest one would be staying true to who I am. And I know that it sounds like a little cliche because you have to grow, right? But at the core, I'm still the same person. Like, I've always been super caregiver, nurturing, wanting to give people opportunities, wanting to make people laugh and smile. So that's always who I've been. So when I moved to LA, a lot of people talk about how, like, oh, you're going to change and, you know, you're going to come Hollywood and da, 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 da. But if you know who you are before you come here and you just stay true to that, everything else that you want to do is going to come really naturally.
Yeah.
You won't have to really fight hard for it because people are just going to naturally be gravitated toward you and want to help you. So I think people think a lot of the times you have to come here and change. And I think it's the opposite. I think you need to come here and stay the same and use that as a tool. Yeah.
Definitely. That's a gem. How has things changed for you now that you are Emmy winner? I know sometimes success can make some people uncomfortable. There's those that come with us for the journey, and then it can be a little uncomfortable for some. How has it impacted you being an Emmy winner when it comes to your relationships with people?
Definitely, people are happy for me, and people are a little, I don't want to say shocked, but I think they're a little like, oh, okay. Which I think is a good thing, you know, most of the time. And, you know, I think people are just naturally, you know, they put a little bit more respect on your name, right? Like when you say Grammy award winning artist, or when you say Tony award winning actor, you know, it just lets people know that, I don't think it's a level, I don't think it validates you as far as how good you are. To me, I look at this award as, you know, the days I worked, the days I made $70 a day and then got a $75 ticket. I think of, you know, the days where I was at a food bank and all I wanted to do was have a dream and I wanted a different life. And so I feel like you know, success shouldn't really change the relationships, but I think people should just respect, you know, what you've been through, what it took to get to that moment.
Yeah. I agree. I think sometimes it's hard for some to respect that growth happens when you're working so hard, right? And you're having to overcome adversities and things like that. It does change you. It does. Not in a bad way, like negatively. It changes you as far as your growth and like what you'll accept from people. I think it helps you to have better boundaries and things like that. And I think for some people, it gets hard for them. And I've definitely had my times that, you know, I struggle with treating people accordingly, as far as like their growth. And sometimes it's hard for people to adjust and say, hey, no, this person has to work their tail off.
Yeah.
And I can't see them like I saw them 20 years ago or 15 years ago. I have to step into where they are now. I have to meet them where they are now.
Yeah.
And I think that can be tough for some. And in some people, you know, like you said, they're happy for you. They're encouraging. Mm-hmm. They want to know how they can help.
Yeah.
So many things. But, you know, I just want to talk to the people and let them know that you do have those times when, you know, people don't. Some people, and it's usually people who have known you for a long time. It's hard for them to get, you know, jump on a new bus.
You're on board when we
And then you just had to let them know, like, hey, you know, that's not what this is anymore. Or, you know, it's a little different now for me.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's a conversation that definitely has to be had with as we grow and within our relationships, too. And just, again, setting those boundaries, healthy boundaries, right?
Healthy
boundaries are everything. I'm here for a healthy boundary. Shout out to my therapist. for sure. I think that it has definitely helped me to, again, just maintain better friendships and relationships as I set boundaries for myself and standards. Yeah. Standard is another one. I'm big on standards.
Yeah.
And treating people well and understanding that, you know, when you sow seeds into other people, and seeds could be a compliment, seeds could be monetary, like, hey, I see you with this business, let me sow into your business.
Yeah.
You know, it comes back. I'm a big believer in the law of reciprocity. And whatever energy that you put out there shall return to you, you know, whether it's paying someone a compliment, being friendly, asking if you can help someone within reason, because I think sometimes people want too much from other people and not enough.
Some people overextend themselves. And it's
true.
Like, don't do that either, because once you overextend yourself, people are going to expect you to overextend yourself every single time.
Yeah, for sure. That's boundaries. That's saying,
yeah, that's boundaries.
Yeah. That's saying, I'm here for you. However, you know,
until five.
Yes. And then after five is surely. Mm-hmm. So it's navigation, but I think communication is like the most underutilized word ever. Mm-hmm. What's been some of the things that you've had to maybe communicate with someone that may, because sometimes communication can get a little bit uncomfortable.
Yeah, definitely. A tough time. I think more in the beginning of my career when I was trying to like navigate clients and not let clients navigate me, you know, so more so like standing like up for yourself, especially if you're just starting in your career, like tell people like, hey, I'm giving you 2 hours of my time, this is the price, and anything out of those 2 hours, this is the price, or I have to leave at a certain time. You know, just don't let people just kind of have your way with you because you think that you're starting out.
Yeah.
So again, those boundaries and creating healthy relationships with people. But yeah, having those conversations where it's like, hey, you know, I know the last few times we booked, you know, you've been like 30 minutes late, you know, I really have a schedule that I have to keep. And, you know, it's better for us to book at a different time in the day. That way we don't have issues with booking. You know, you need to be able to communicate that with your clients. Because in the long run, it'll make your relationships much better. Because your client will understand that, hey, okay, she's on a schedule. She's got people after me. Let me make sure that I'm giving her a time where I'm going to be available. And then in the same time when you're coming, you know that, hey, she's going to be ready. She's going to be, you know, happy. I'm going to leave in the wrong time. I'm going to be able to get to my next client on time. It just makes everything much better versus always just being like, oh, she's always late and never talking to her about it. You know, talking to everybody else about it but her. So yeah, communication is really big, and it needs to be done. And when you're your own boss, unfortunately, you have to be the one to do that communication, whether it's easy or not. So
yeah, very true. I agree. Yeah, definitely communication is big on my list. You know, letting people know how you feel and not being passive. Passive aggression is something that I see a lot. And sometimes it's within friendships or family, you know, you can feel them being like passive aggressive. I'm a very like direct person. I like to deal with things very directly. Like, hey, no, let's talk about it. What are you feeling? What's going on? Let's have a conversation. And I find that some people sometimes aren't as willing to just face whatever it is or talk about whatever it is just face on. And I think that stops a lot of speculation, right? Because sometimes what happens is when there's some sense of conflict on whatever level it is, sometimes we'll take our own stuff and run with it.
Yeah.
Instead of like having that direct conversation, like, hey, oh, well, I felt like this, you know, and that person can say how they felt. And then you'll get to the bottom of it, and it was just a simple misunderstanding. I've had that several times, you know?
Yeah.
And then once we get to the bottom of it, we're like, oh, no, that wasn't what it was. And the other person's like, oh, yeah. It was nothing. But had we ran with it, we would have created all these false narratives in our own minds.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of conflict turns bad because of narratives that people create in their own head without
talking. Really happening.
So communication is everything. Julie Jones, what's a fun day for you? What's a fun day?
Fun day is, you know, hanging out with my friends, going shopping.
Of course. We see some of those beautiful shoes you post, love.
Ah, I know, right? Those make me happy. A good shoe, a good bag in a day doesn't hurt. I love going to brunch. I like hiking. I love the water. So anytime I can go swimming or be by the pool, it's like I'm there. Not cleaning or doing anything like that, just relaxing. Most of the time, most days I work really hard, you know, going from client to client, and I'm a traveling makeup artist, so I have to pack up my set every time and bring it to the next person and unpack it, clean in between. So most days, like, fun for me is really just having fun with my friends, going bowling or something. I love doing all those kind of things. So again, I'm not really complicated. It doesn't take much for me to have fun.
Yeah, I love that. I watch your Insta stories, and I'm like, oh my gosh, she looks like she's having the best time ever. And sometimes you're just all set, but you look so happy. You look so radiant.
Yeah.
I love it. I love to see people in their essence and just like enjoying life. Like, we're supposed to enjoy our lives. It's supposed to be easy. Not easy, but simplistic. You use that word simple. Yeah. And it's so, I think the simplicity is when we're doing what we love. Because like I said, sometimes you're just on set being beautiful, you know, and I see you with your brushes in your hand, and you're having a great time. You know what I mean? I think that is so amazing that, you know, we get to do that. Something that I love to do is, I love to have a good time. Yeah. I love to like go out with my friends and like get dressed. It depends on how I feel, because sometimes I'm very simplistic and like you, I just want to be by the water. I don't want any makeup on. I don't want to Instagram the moment or anything. I just want to be, I'm very big on being present. And it's like, I'm having a ball when I'm like present with my family, with my friends. And some good food, because I'm a foodie. I love my food.
Some great food.
That is like everything to me. Like, just like those simple things. I love a good restaurant where we can get like Instagrammable photos and stuff. Like, we're really big on Aviance and energy. I love to be places with like really great energy. Like, you walk in and you just feel the energy, you know? Yeah. It's amazing. Also, what I love to do is meet new people. I love to meet new people. I think I meet someone new just about every single day in my journey.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's amazing. I'm a people person, you know, because I'm very observant. So I'll spot someone and I'll see someone's shoes or I'll see somebody's hair. And I'll be like, oh my God, I love your hair, or your shoes are awesome. So I'm very observant. So it creates a lot of conversation. Yeah. So yeah, I meet someone new just about every single day. And that to me is like a great time. I love it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, for sure. I also love making women look beautiful. You know what I mean? Like giving fitness tips. When I woke up, the first thing I wanted to do on my birthday, I had laid out my clothes that I was going to wear, my fits. And the first thing I did after laying out my fit was go to the gym.
Yeah.
In the gym, and I'm happy. As soon as I get home from gym, I like to get dressed, put some heels on and get dressed and be girly. So those things really bring me joy. And you touched on something earlier about shoes. Girl, I love me some shoes.
Shoes. Because you can gain as much weight as you want, and the shoes are always going to fit.
They're amazing. They are amazing.
Shoes, bags, and jewelry, like, they're always going to fit. Mm-hmm. You can link every now and then, but it'll fit.
They work. Now, I definitely love to, even though I'm not great at makeup, I love to buy makeup. So I'll visit the local, you know, makeup store, Sephora, or something like that, and I'll get the representatives to help me out. I'll definitely call Julie Jules and say, hey, you know, what do you think about this? And things like that. So makeup is definitely something that I love to buy. Yeah. I'm going to have to take your course so that I can learn how to apply.
Yes, I can't wait. I'm going to have it online and in person, so don't worry.
Awesome. I definitely need to, because I should know how to do it. But I do believe in, sometimes I'm like, you know what? I'm not great at this. And I don't know if that just prevents me from even trying, because I'm just like, I do clothes. Like, just let me stay in my lane and I'll leave this to the professionals.
I think every woman should know how to do a little something. It may not be, you know, an award-winning beat, but I think every woman should know how to pull herself together, and I think most women usually do. You know your face better than anybody else, so.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to do it. I'm going to definitely have to take that class, and I just enjoy being pampered, too. So I think getting your makeup done is self-care.
Yeah,
definitely. It's self-care. Like, when I get my makeup done, and I go out and get my nails done, and pedicures, and I feel very empowered. I feel very feminine in my energy. My feminine energy is very empowering. Like, after we wrap up tonight, I'm definitely going to, my partner is going to take me out.
Yes. Love to hear it.
It's so, like, I know there's people, naysayers about makeup, and they say, oh, well, you know, it doesn't look natural. I think that people like Julie Jules do such an amazing job at making women look absolutely beautiful and gorgeous. I think it is definitely like an enhancement, and I think it makes women feel empowered. Gotcha. I think you show up, I think you feel beautiful, especially when you have on a beautiful fit and some beautiful shoes and a bag. In our Style 101 ebook, we talk about that. We talk about just creating an overall wardrobe and having those go-to pieces, how to definitely like look the part all together, like hair, makeup, shoes, you know, dress, key pieces that every woman needs in her wardrobe. I know one of my key pieces that are like an absolute must for me, and I get like so many compliments about, are my blazers. I'm a blazer girl. I have to have my blazers, and I have to have my shoes and my accessories. What would you say is like, and scarves. I love a scarf. I have to have a scarf. What are your go-to pieces?
I definitely like a cat suit. Like, it's one piece of fabric and I can just put it on and everything's great. And I love a good dress because, again, it's one piece of fabric. I'm not really into, like, I'm not a stylist, right? So I'm not going to be putting pieces together. So it's so much easier for me to just pick up one item, put a bag with it, put some shoes, and we're out the door.
I also
don't want to run out of time and like have this cut off on us either, because I know we're getting close to like an hour.
We're gonna get right wrapped up. Give the people one makeup tip before you go. What's like your number one makeup tip for like makeup on the go?
Makeup on the go. Oh, don't forget to moisturize and do your skincare. So I know people think like, oh, I have to do it fast, so I have to skip steps. You can skip a few steps, but skincare shouldn't be one of them. Mm-hmm. So always make sure that you're like, your face is clean, you're washing it, you're moisturizing it, you're getting it prepared before you even put any makeup on. Because then you honestly, your skin will look so good, you won't need as much makeup. So if you're real quick with it.
Awesome. We love that. All right, guys, take care of your skin. You've heard it from Emmy award-winning makeup artist Julie Jules. It's been such an amazing time talking with you, sis. I absolutely adore you. Congratulations on all of your success. I look forward to us linking up. I'll be in LA soon.
Yes.
And we're definitely going to connect and have a good time. And I can't wait.
I can't wait.
You're welcome, baby. Well, Julie Jules, I'm going to let you go now. Love you, girl.
Love you. Thank you, everybody. So much fun.
This was amazing.
It was so much fun. I had a great. We have to do it again soon.
We definitely have to. Listen, let's plan that soon. When I'm out in LA, this is what we'll do. When I'm out in LA, let's go live and we'll be together. It'll be a vibe.
Oh my God, that'll be so amazing.
Oh my God, and you're so beautiful. Enjoy your night, Julie Jules.
You as well, your date night.
Thank you.
All right, bye guys.
Bye bye.